This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community Saturday to support the Venezuelan people and recognize the interim government of opposition leader Juan Guaido as he stands up to disputed President Nicolas Maduro. As VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports, Secretary Pompeo took his appeal to the United Nations.
Secretary Pompeo called the Maduro regime an illegitimate mafia state and criticized countries including Russia, China, Iran, and Cuba for supporting him. Several European governments, including Britain, Spain, Germany, and France, said Saturday that they would recognize 35-year-old opposition leader and head of the democratically elected National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as president if no election is called within 8 days. Guaido declared himself interim president on January 23rd. But powers Russia and China and several left-leaning Latin states have expressed support for Maduro, who was sworn in for a second 6-year term on January 10th, following elections that many voters boycotted and whose results have been challenged both domestically and internationally. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Now that President Trump and Congress have agreed to a 3-week spending bill to negotiate border security, the U.S. government has reopened with the U.S. Office of Management and Budget sending a memo to closed federal government departments and agencies to inform them that their divisions are now open and that their employees could return to work. In Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo are open Tuesday. The president issued a series of tweets Saturday morning about the shutdown and the wall, saying that after two previous caravans of thousands of migrants had been turned away at the southern U.S. border, a new caravan with at least 8,000 people had formed in Mexico, headed to the United States. And the death toll in the twin bombing Sunday at a cathedral in the southern Philippines has risen to 27 people, with 77 others wounded. This is VOA News. A Pakistani lawyer who fled to the Netherlands after defending a Christian against blasphemy charges and is returning to Pakistan to support his client. Saiful Malook is planning to attend the January 29th Supreme Court hearing of his client, Asia Bibi. Tuesday's proceedings will decide an appeal against Bibi's acquittal, which was issued in October after she spent several years in prison under a death sentence. Malook left the country last year when violence broke out following Bibi's acquittal and he received death threats. Bibi, a Christian, was convicted of blasphemy in 2010 after a disagreement with her neighbors in which she was accused of insulting Islam. She was sentenced to death and spent more than 7 years in prison before the Supreme Court acquitted her last year. The United States and the Taliban may have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan. Reuters' Gavino Garay.
As part of the deal, the Taliban sources said they offered assurances that Afghanistan will not be allowed to be used by al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants to attack the United States and its allies, a key demand of Washington. News of progress on the deal comes as the Taliban, a hardline Islamic group that controls nearly half of Afghanistan, continues to stage nearly daily attacks against the Western-backed Afghan government and its security forces. The Taliban says they will finalize a timeline for a ceasefire in Afghanistan, but will only open up talks with Afghan representatives once the ceasefire is implemented. It is not known if a draft acceptable to both sides has been completed or when it might take effect.
The death toll from a dam collapse at a mine that caused a mudslide in Brazil has risen to at least 40. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The torrent is said to have hit at lunchtime on Friday and tore through the mine's cafeteria and offices. This is not the first major disaster linked to the mine's owner either, a corporation called Vale S.A. 3 years ago, Brazil suffered the worst environmental catastrophe in its history when another dam burst at a mining project that Vale was partnered in poured toxic waste into a river. 19 people were killed in that incident. Vale's chief executive said from Rio de Janeiro that Saturday's disaster was a, quote, human tragedy, but may have less environmental damage this time.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Thousands of so-called yellow vest protesters marched in France Saturday in the 11th week of demonstrations against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic reforms. Most were peaceful, but in Paris, there were a few violent incidents at Bastille Square at the endpoint of the day's march. Protests around the country began November 17th against a planned fuel tax increase. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.